Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something kind of fun. We're diving headfirst into the digital world of Alessandro Morella. He's a software engineer, but trust me, this isn't your typical tech talk.
Oh, no, not at all. This guy is deep in the world of AI and cloud computing, but then, bam, he's all about pizza and Taylor Swift. I mean, talk about range, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like he's fluent in both Python and pop culture, and you can tell, like, he really knows his stuff. Take his experience deepfaking himself, for example.
With a FLUX.1 model, no less.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that's some seriously cutting-edge AI right there.
Right. And he makes it sound so, I don't know, almost casual. Like, oh, yeah, I deepfaked myself. No big deal. But that's kind of unsettling, don't you think? When AI gets so easy to use, so accessible, where does that leave us in terms of like online identity and all that?
I mean, could anyone even tell the difference between a real photo and a deepfake these days? It's a minefield, really. And Alessandro gets that. He sees both the potential and the peril, this ethical tightrope we're walking with AI.
It's not just some abstract idea for him. It's real life. But okay, enough about deepfakes. Let's talk about something else Alessandro's into. BigQuery. It's this... Well, it's a pretty powerful data warehousing tool from Google.
Powerful in UGE, right? Mm-hmm. Like trying to find a needle in a haystack of data. BigQuery is your friend. But it can get complicated fast.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Alessandro, he kind of geeks out on the details, like in a good way. He compares the different pricing models, editions versus on demand. Like he's choosing between, you know, different streaming services or something.
Exactly. It's that insider knowledge, those little nuances that you wouldn't necessarily get from like a basic tutorial. He just knows this stuff inside and out.
Totally. And then he drops this knowledge bomb about using semi-joins to make BigQuery run even faster. It's like, okay, this guy isn't just using the tool, he's mastering it.
He's like a BigQuery whisperer. But, you know, speaking of mastering tools, Alessandro is seriously pumped about Apple Intelligence.
Oh, yeah, he's all about it. All about how smoothly Apple's integrating AI into everything. No surprise there, right? Apple loves its sleek interfaces.
Right, but here's the thing. He's not just impressed by the shiny surface. Alessandro digs deeper. He talks about the semantic index, which is how your iPhone understands what you mean, not just what you type, and the App Intents toolbox, which is, well, it's basically a set of tools for developers to create smarter apps.
Okay, so you can tell this is where he gets really fired up, right? But everyone needs a break from algorithms sometimes, even Alessandro, and that's where his random thoughts section comes in. It's hilarious, actually.
You're telling me. This is a guy who can effortlessly switch between dissecting BigQuery pricing and then, boom, he's raving about emoji favicons. Only Alessandro, right?
Only Alessandro. It's this amazing mix of, like, super technical brain power and then these little relatable quirks that just make you smile.
And that's what makes his digital world so interesting to explore. It's not just about ones and zeros. It's about, well, it's about the human behind the keyboard, you know?
It's about bringing your whole self to the table, pizza, Taylor Swift, and emoji favicons included. And on that note, dear listeners, we're signing off for today.
But here's a thought. How different is Alessandro's digital world from yours? What unique passions and perspectives are you bringing to your online spaces? Just a little something to think about. Until next time.
Happy diving.